You're listening to the Ben Fordham Podcast. And now, Ben Fordham Comments.
So a little bit of an exercise. Hit the buzzer in your mind the moment you think this story becomes impossible to believe. Let me start. So I'll read this. This is from The Australian. A drug-addicted young man who stole an Uber driver's car, threatened to kill him and then slammed the Toyota Kluger into oncoming traffic on the Sydney Harbour Bridge, has avoided prison. Now, you probably didn't hit the buzzer because you're probably not shocked about a crazed drug addict avoiding jail after threatening to kill someone and speeding a stolen car into oncoming traffic in the middle of the Harbour Bridge. The Toyota Kluger flipped, caught fire, and Christopher Walker had to be rescued by strangers. He's the bloke who'd pinched the car. Another motorist, Andrew Cheng, suffered numerous injuries and had to undergo three surgeries. The judge, Justin Smith, told the court that he found Walker to be genuine and honest when he took the witness stand and previously told the court that he felt horrible. Judge Smith sentenced Walker to an aggregate prison sentence of 2 years, 9 months to be served in the community by way of an intensive corrections order. So many are left wondering, what have you got to do these days to score a prison sentence? And they're asking the same question in the bush. We've told you about the magistrate, Catherine Samuels. She's responsible for cases in Moree and Inverell. And here are some cases that the magistrate Samuels has presided over recently. A 17-year-old man was given bail and allowed back into the same home as his victims. He'd previously threatened to kill them, and he was bailed and returned to live under the same roof. There's the 18-year-old who was already on a Section 11, went on the run for 3 months before being arrested again. The magistrate, Catherine Samuels, allowed him another Section 11 free pass. Then he allegedly committed more offences while on the run. And then there's the case of the 101-year-old in a wheelchair, robbed while she was at church. One of the thieves was 15. She's been locked up 4 times for breaching bail. And on this one, the robbery of the 101-year-old in the wheelchair, police opposed bail, but she got bail anyway. Now, sometimes these cases feel like they're happening a world away. But if you ever have the chance to go and sit in your local court, you'll see the soft treatment for yourself. Just last Tuesday, one of our listeners was at Burwood Magistrates Court. He was disputing a minor parking violation and spent over 4 years sitting in the court observing the proceedings. One particular case stood out. It involved a man in his early 30s who presented to court via telelink from prison. He'd been in prison for 6 months out of a 24-month sentence that he was supposed to be serving. And he was locked up for a good reason. He'd been responsible for a terrifying crime committed against an ex-girlfriend. He broke into her home at midnight, he bashed her, and he threatened her with a knife. He admits to being an ice addict, and he has 9 previous convictions. He left an ice pipe behind in the house where a child was sleeping. And here's the shocking part. He was seeking release after only finishing 1/4 of his 2-year sentence. And he got what he asked for, this time last week in Burwood Local Court. The magistrate determined this offender had been adequately punished and was to be released into the community. The only additional restriction he had imposed on him was an AVO of 100 metres from the victim. So the magistrate let him off and shoved him back outside into the community, and he's our problem again. And forget about the punishment he's been handed. Forget about the poor girl who was bashed and had her life threatened. The thug who bashes girls gets a get-out-of-jail-free card. And this is from the listener who was watching on in Burwood Court when all of this unfolded. He says, I felt sick to the stomach and shocked at this decision, knowing someone who to me was such a clear danger to the community would be released after such a short amount of time. This experience left me with a few questions about our justice system that I just can't answer. First and foremost, why are violent criminals eligible for release after serving just 25% of their sentence? Secondly, I thought back to the original sentence. This is a man who's violated the safety and sanctity of his ex-girlfriend's home with her young child present, to commit an act of unspeakable violence, all while under the influence of the nastiest drug known to man. He finishes his note by asking, is 2 years really the right penalty for such a crime? And I think we all know the answer to that. He says in his note, finally, I would like to add that this was not this individual's first offence. He had a long rap sheet of drug-related charges. Why do these magistrates not care about our community enough to protect us from these criminals?